But right now, we pick up our conversation with Professor John Strimlaw, former U.S. diplomat and international relations professor, talking about the death yesterday, which we all woke up to in South Africa, the passing of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, champion of gender equality in the United States, who died at the age of 87. Prof, thank you so much for indulging us and staying with us to complete our conversation. But we're essentially talking about, I guess, what is sad, a sad reality, which was the fact that Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg's last or her dying wish was that her seat not be replaced or filled, rather, by the Republicans, specifically Mitch McConnell, and U.S. President Donald Trump.
That's exactly right, and it would be a tragedy if she was. She's only the second female on the U.S. Supreme Court. It's shocking, but the Constitution was written by a bunch of white male property owners long time ago, and it needs to be reformed and refined. But nevertheless, she did make that wish, and we just don't know what the politics will be between now and the election 40 days from now. And then the new president gets inaugurated on January 20th, and it's really unfortunate. They should not appoint a Supreme Court justice. Let the people decide, and then let the new president decide.
The same argument they had for Barack Obama at the tail end of his tenure.
Well, that's exactly right. That's exactly right.
And if you could talk to us about what makes her such a legal giant, and why she holds such an outsized, especially, you know, it's often remarked upon her very small frame, her very small frame, and the fact that she definitely packed so much power within that. The fact that she had such a huge impact on the law, in fact, before she even became a Supreme Court justice, arguing 6 gender discrimination cases before that same Supreme Court, winning 5 of them, and essentially persuading the bench that gender discrimination was a violation of a constitutional right. It seems bizarre to even have to argue that in this day and age, but that was a very different time in the 70s.
It certainly was, and she is a real trailblazer, but of course she's brilliant. She was brilliant, and she had a character and a compassion and a concern for justice that she picked up when she was undergraduate in college from a law professor that inspired her to dedicate her life to justice under the Constitution. She still believed, flawed as it is in the U.S. Constitution, but certainly the situation right now is creating a constitutional crisis in the United States. That's maybe the supreme irony of her passing right now.
Yeah, absolutely. And of course, to bring it back home, we, in many ways, it makes you consider the death and the passing of human rights lawyer George Bezos in the same light that quite often in democracies, we take our laws for granted, but not quite emphasizing and keeping our eye on the fact that for all these laws to work and for democracy to develop and grow, it's those individuals behind the words or pushing forward the law that make all the difference.
Well, and George Bezos at least lived long enough. He's a great man, and I knew him, and he lived long enough to see a constitution in this country which does create the constitutional court and insulates elections from the kind of politics that we're seeing, unsorted politics in the United States right now. The United States Constitution should be more like the South African Constitution with Chapter 9 institutions that do protect our rights as citizens.
Yeah. Professor John Strimlaw, thank you so much for letting us steal your time this morning and helping us frame the conversation and the reports, of course, around Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, and help us bring it home as well with that context you've given on George Bezos. Really appreciate the time.